The end of the story. Once again, Edmund's former master, Bellier Beaumont, jumped into action, writing a letter to Réunion's official historian declaring Edmund the true inventor. The great man from Paris, he said, was just, well, misremembering. He went on to say that no one recalled Richard showing them how to fertilize orchids, but everybody remembers, 4 years later, Edmund teaching his technique to slaves around the island. Why would farmers invite Edmund to teach, if the process were already known? I have been Richard's friend for many years, and regret anything which causes him pain, Bellier Beaumont wrote, but I also have my obligations to Edmund. Through old age, faulty memory, or some other cause, M. Richard now imagines that he himself discovered the secret of how to pollinate vanilla and imagines that he taught the technique to the person who discovered it. Let us leave him to his fantasies. The letter was published. It's now in the island's official history. It survives. And yet, a miserable end. Edmund himself never prospered from his discovery. He married, moved back to the country near Bellier Beaumont's plantation, and died in 1880 at age 51. A little notice appeared in The Monitor, the local paper, a few weeks after he died. Dated Thursday, the 26th of August 1880, it reads, "The very man who, at great profit to his colony, discovered how to pollinate vanilla flowers has died in the hospital at St. Suzanne." It was a destitute and miserable end. His long-standing request for an allowance never brought a response. The obituary said, "This is such a rare tale. It shouldn't be, but it is."